Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a
Here's David Hollander.
Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host. It's so great to be with you on this. Oh, it's a Bay Area morning. What can we say? You know it's going to be beautiful today. Hey, look at it this way. There's natural air conditioning outside. Yes. Anyway, all right. For those of you just joining me for this morning, welcome. You heard the jingle. I am the Sandman, yes, that's what people call me around here. You're hearing me live now at 104.5 in stereo. Wow, how do we sound? Anyway, my listeners call me the Sandman. Why? It's because I help people sleep well at night, because I answer their financial questions and legal questions, and that's because I am a financial advisor and a licensed, yes, I passed the bar, California attorney. Right here in downtown Oakland, we're broadcasting live out of my little studio here in the basement. How do we sound? Pretty good? All right. So if you have a question, maybe you want to know what's going to happen with the trade deal. That was a great question this week. We saw some movement maybe going to happen in October. I don't know. World seems like it's on fire today, doesn't it? With Hong Kong erupting and Italy changing all their government. It's just one thing after the other. So if you have a question, maybe you want to know what your finances are going to do, or maybe you have a legal question. I had some really good ones this week. Whew. 808-5627, that's the number. 808-5627, you don't need to dial prefix. Anywhere you're hearing this right now, just dial 808-5627 to ask your question. So this past week, Jim and Francine walked into my office. You see, they've been married for about 31 years. Jim said, "We're fine. I've got it covered. We have plenty of money. And don't worry, honey. Everything's fine. I got the passwords right there on the desk, you know, by the keyboard. It's all good." And then Francine started telling me about 2008. How they had lost so much money in the market, and how Jim decided to work extra hard to save, and now they're ready to retire. And she said she was afraid of losing money right now, and how at this time in their life, they just couldn't handle another 2008. How she doesn't trust the government, the economy, what's going on right now, and how it feels like things are about to unravel. She then said that they aren't good planners when it comes to their money, and that although they made a lot of money over the last 10 years, she doesn't think they have enough saved. Does this sound familiar? Are you married? Are you thinking about getting married? Or happily living with your life partner forever? Well, one of the most common disagreements that I come across when it comes to couples is money. Money is the number one cause of strife in most relationships. So today's topic is dedicated to couples. And if you're with somebody, you're going to want to keep it tuned right here as I help you learn about how to design a retirement that keeps you both happy. Think about that. Both happy. If you're married, you know what I'm talking about, right? You just do. So, sorry, I'm not laughing because I'm laughing. It's just funny. Like, why does this happen? Earlier, I was talking about Jim and Francine. This is a couple who came into my office this week, and this is where I get this material from. It's from everybody who just comes through my life, and it's wonderful. And Jim and Francine came in. They've been married for 31 years. Now their kids are all grown. They're living on their own now. Jim's with Francine at home. They have lots to do, as you can imagine. And Jim thinks everything's fine and he's got it all covered and that there's plenty of money. No one has to worry about anything. But then Francine is still thinking about 2008 and the pain and the sting that that caused to Jim's 401k account. Now, apparently they lost a lot of money in 2008. And Jim's answer to that was to go back to work, work 6 days a week, and just save, save, save. So Francine was very clear about the fact that she was afraid of losing money because at this point, Jim can't go back to work. And now they're thinking about retiring, and if another 2008 happens, which she's worried about, it's going to ruin their life. That's how she feels. So then I asked Jim this question. Jim, what does you have plenty of money mean exactly? And then I shut up. And I asked him, if something happened to him and Francine was all by herself, what was he going to do? What would happen to her? And you know what was amazing to me is I'm just fascinated how couples can be married for, in this case, over 30 years. Sometimes I have people over 40 years. And it's amazing how they can be at odds over something for decades, but they live together. You know what I mean? Because they have such a different opinion about things. So Jim started to tell me, well, you know, there's this here and there's that here. And he pulls out this spreadsheet. And he's got all these numbers because he's an engineer. And to him, it makes perfect sense. Now, this is what was amazing. Francine sat back in the chair from this across my desk. And she yawns. She yawned in my face and in his face. And we're just looking at him like, Jim, dude, you're on another planet. You know? You're just not here right now. So he got the point. Put a sheet down. And then we started talking about retirement and what they wanted to do and how they wanted to enjoy their life more, how they wanted to start taking on some new hobbies. In fact, you know, it was interesting. We just played that rip from Cream because one of Jim's hobbies is he wants to learn how to play the guitar. And I can relate to that. So then we talked a little bit about that. Francine wants to volunteer more. And she wants to spend time with her kids. And she'd like to take them on vacations all together as a family. And of course, Jim's eyes start to roll at that point. You know what I mean? So there's just different priorities to people. That's all. And so as these battles over money start to happen, which in this case, there was just no discussion about it. It just wasn't a discussion. This is Jim's opinion. This is what he's done. And then there's Francine's feelings and emotions, but not really wanting to get involved with it. So here's the three things that usually happen with people. Let's see if you fit into one of these categories. First, you do nothing. You're so far apart on what you want to do. Your communication with each other is terrible. You're paralyzed. You do nothing. That's option one. Option two is what I call the divide and conquer. This is where he takes control of the money in this case. He invests it. He watches it. He looks at his Morningstar, all his different reports on his spreadsheet. He invests what's her money, her IRA money. But there's no plan. They have a bunch of statements, and this is what they were putting on my desk. But it doesn't mean anything. What does it really mean? They're just numbers. Or here's the one that I like, number three. Compromise. Mm-hmm. Compromise. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? Everyone who's married knows what I'm talking about. Compromise. It's a beautiful word, isn't it? You work together to create a plan that addresses both of your needs. And it puts you both more at ease when it comes to your financial future. Why? Because you both understand it. And you can look at it. Not all the time, okay? But my job is to get you to number three. That's my job. So how do we do that? Well, the first step of all this is education. And so the first thing I do when I have a quarrelsome married client, like Jim in this case, I'm going to pick on Jim, was to encourage him to listen and to take a step back. And so we started talking about some of the basics of retirement beyond the spreadsheet. We talked about Social Security, which he had no clue about. He thought he knew about it. He had it figured out on a spreadsheet, but he just didn't know. And then we talked about taxes, and we started getting to taxes. Boy, that was it for him. He doesn't understand that. But once I started putting numbers on top of it, oh, that makes a lot of sense. I can make 2% just by taking advantage of the tax code. That's great. And then we start talking about how long they're going to live, which is what Francine was most concerned about because her mom's 98 right now. Can you imagine? Her mom's 98. She's still rolling around out there with her car, has her driver's license. And Francine laughed at me. She said she's going to live to be 200. And she believes it. So that's what she's worried about. She's worried about Jim leaving and then Francine's all on her own. So we have to educate both sides about what the future could look like. Coming up next is time for our popular They Say segment, where we're going to discuss how men value money versus how women value money. So guys, pay attention. This alone could save your relationship. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com. Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. We'll be right back after these messages. No, we don't have magic sand to throw in your face when you're sleeping, but we're working on it. We do have proven strategies, well-educated financial advisors, and fiduciaries on staff. And of course, the guy who's looking for the magic sand. But hey, if you're here to listen, then listen up. Protect Your Assets with David Hollander is back. Here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets. When it comes to marriage and money, the number one problem most couples fight about is money. And that's just because the financial and investing world is intimidating. It's confusing. So much so that people tend to freeze and just do nothing, or sometimes just the wrong thing. I know no one wants to make a bad decision with their money. It's just that sometimes you don't know what to do because who has time to get a PhD in economics or finance? If there's one thing that I know, it's that people just want to be heard and they want a plan that they can understand. Does that sound familiar to you? So that's why today I'm sharing some ideas on how to design a retirement that keeps both of you happy, because you both need to stay happy, right? That's what we want to do. So now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
Where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes bad advice that they say.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
I sure can. So here's one. People normally look at money the same. Did you hear that? People normally look at money the same. $2 bill. Money provides security and allows you to have fun, but does everyone really value money in the same way? Particularly a couple? I don't think I've met one who does. I really don't. So let's look at this. I think, and when you talk about people, people have different values about different things. And when it comes to money and clients, and particularly men versus women in general respects, there are huge differences. See if this sounds familiar. Earlier in the show, we were talking about Jim and Francine. And by the way, if you missed any of today's show, we do a podcast. And the podcast is really an abbreviated version of this show. So you can listen to it on your way to work. You can listen to it while you're making a meal. It's digestible like that. PYARadio.com. Check it out. PYARadio.com. So earlier, we were talking about Jim and Francine. And here's what Jim likes. Jim likes golf. He likes traveling. He likes the stock market. He likes to think of himself as successful. He likes status. But this is what Francine likes. She doesn't really care about most of those things. She likes security. She likes safety. She likes relationships. She likes giving. And she was emotional about their money. And she felt uneasy about retirement. So the difference in values was creating a challenge in their relationship as they were starting to talk about retirement, because it had been going on in one direction for over 30 years. Jim had been in charge of the finances. He had a spreadsheet. He knew all about the mutual funds that they owned. He would look at them almost once a week and would rebalance things and thought he was doing everything just right. But the disconnect was just that. There was no connection. It was obvious as you sat across a table from them and talked to them about this situation. This is perfectly natural. And this sort of situation builds stress. And in this case, there was resentment because they didn't really know where they were going. They had a bunch of statements. They put them out on the table. And sure, they had long-term care and they had life insurance and they had a statement from their bank. And he had a 401k statement, which was over $1 million. But they didn't have a plan that addressed both of their needs and concerns. And Francine clearly wasn't being heard. And her plan, which wasn't a plan at all, didn't fit her values or her needs. And that was a big problem, particularly if we're going to have a resolution here. Earlier, I was talking about the three results that happen. And if you're looking for result number three, that wasn't going to happen. So I then brought it back to Francine. I said, look, Francine, we need to have some level of participation in this from you. And she looked at me, real serious like. She wasn't angry, just wondered where I was coming from. And I said, look, I'm going to make this easy for you. And then she got excited. Well, what do you mean? So I threw something up on that screen. I have this big screen in my office. Throw it up there, and we started looking at it. And she said, whoa, this is cool. And I said, yeah. And you just need to look at it once a year. if that'll work. Jim and I can figure out, you know, the stuff behind the scene. Well, you know what? There was this connection all of a sudden. They were both getting involved in this discussion. Because I got it. Numbers were exciting to Jim because he's an engineer. And he knew all about the Morningstars and the, you know, mutual funds they owned. But Francine didn't care. In fact, she yawned in our faces, both of us, about this stuff. She didn't care. She just wanted to be involved in the future and what it looked like. So that's why I always encourage everyone who comes here to come together. To come together to at least one session a year where we can sit down and we can talk about what it is that's important to you. Because this is an opportunity to bring your questions and to come in and sit down with me, who is a neutral third party. And I can see both of the differing opinions, and we can try and work on a result. It's I actually really enjoy it. To me, it's so interesting is what I love about this particular work that I do. So that brings me to what a comprehensive plan should look like. Well, first of all, it should be something that's easily accessible to both of you. If it's difficult to see or to get into, it's not going to work because you're not going to do it because you're too busy. But if I can make it easy where you can log on to something with a password you can remember, right? And it's easy to just get in there, right? Then you're going to probably do it, particularly if it's on your iPad and you just click a little icon and bam, you're in there. So much easier now. So that's the first part. You need something that's easy to look at, that's updated regularly, and that needs to be aligned with your values. Because as I mentioned, Francine's values were totally different than Jim's values. But the plan had to work with both of what they wanted. And so I'm not a couples therapist. This is not what I went to school to do. But I feel like one all the time because I can sense as we're going through this when one spouse is a little more anxious than another about what we're talking about. And my job is to bring them back to where it's fascinating and interesting to both of them. So when they leave, they feel better. So what would you need to see to make you feel more comfortable with your retirement future? That's the question you need to ask. And so I explained to both parties that unless positive action steps are taken, what I call the tears, the fears, and the arguments aren't going to go away. So let's look at Francine and Jim a little bit more. Francine told me how they had lost a lot of money when the market dropped in 2008. Jim's solution at that time was to work 6 days a week to rebuild his retirement account. And he made accumulation his mission. And now Jim's 401k is worth over $1 million. But even though Francine and I respected this hard work because he clearly put a lot of time into this, she needed more. She wanted to see how these investments was going to turn into income that she could live on, that she could access if something happened to Jim. That was a big, huge fear for her. And she agreed that we had to work on something together that would show her this in writing. But when I come back, find out what every written plan needs. It's all coming up next, so stick around.
Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. We'll be right back after these messages. No, we don't have magic sand to throw in your face when you're sleeping, but we're working on it. We do have proven strategies, well-educated financial advisors, and fiduciaries on staff. And of course, the guy who's looking for the magic sand. But hey, if you're here to listen, then listen up. Protect Your Assets with David Hollander is back. Here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets. And today we're talking about couples. This song's about couples. Listen, if you want to get more informed, you need to come to one of our workshops where we talk about couple therapy, Social Security, things that are exciting. So if you'd like to attend one, go to pyaevents.com right now. You can register. We have an event on the 12th down in Santa Clara and on the 19th. At Piotti's. That's a very delicious restaurant. And you're welcome to come and bring your significant other, please. PYAEvents.com. Like to wish a happy birthday to Jack Myers, Dwight Johnson, Dana Topping, Christina DeRuiter, Maureen Feldman, Matt Bradley, and Mr. George Yaron. Happy birthday to all of you. So this morning we've been talking about couples and money. By the way, that is the number one concern of most couples is just dealing with money. And so if you're joining me right now on today's episode of Protect Your Assets, that's what we're talking about, marriage and money. And earlier in the show, I was talking about a couple who came in and kind of sparked this whole conversation. Jim and Francine, and Jim's an engineer and loves spreadsheets and looking at money, and Francine could care less. She just wants to know that they're going to be okay. And so if you missed any of that discussion, say to Siri right now, hey, Siri, play Protect Your Assets. And you can catch up on all that. So we decided together as a unit, the three of us, since I'm the neutral arbitrator in this conversation, what's going to make Francine feel better and what's going to make Jim feel better about their money and their future. And we agreed that a good written financial plan that was easily accessible online, preferably, was a good idea. So as you examine a plan, whether it's one of my plans or anybody else's plans, these are the things that you need to be looking out for. You should write these down. First, your plan should show you how your annual income needs, what's your need? How's it going to be met through the different sources of assets you have, like Social Security, like a pension, if you have a pension, like an annuity, if you have that option at your pension company, like all of your brokerage, 401k investment accounts. How are those going to turn into monthly dependable income for the next 30, 40, maybe in 50 years? Your plan needs to show that. Next, the plan has to show this. How do you draw down on your investment accounts? I mean, if you think about it back to 2008, a lot of clients retired in 2008, 2009. They had a 401k, it quickly became a 201k. And with the market going down 40% and your need of $8,500 a month to live on, that became a 101k negative, right? I mean, you ran out of money pretty quickly because the market dropped in value so much. So you got to avoid that. You got to figure out how to get around that problem if it happens. Another thing you have to see on your plan is tax efficiency. They're on the roof. Tax efficiency. You know that? You remember the Twilight Zone when there were like guys walking on the wing? And that's what's happening right now. I see people on my roof outside. Anyway, just remember that? That scared the heck out of me when I was a kid. Anyway, your plan needs to show, how do you protect your principal when the market goes down? There's ways to do that. And you want to create, again, what I call reliable income stream so Francine feels good about where her money's coming from. The other thing your plan needs to show is, how do you tackle inflation? Because inflation can eat away 2 to 3% of your purchasing power every year. Also, your plan needs to address health and long-term care delivered and what your plan's going to be when one of you needs to help the other with chronic or terminal illness. I see this all the time. In fact, today someone's coming in after the show and we're going to talk about this subject. It's not going to be easy, but she's sick and we're going to have to talk about it. So I'm ready to go and they're going to be ready too. Also, if and when, it's a matter of when, not if, when you pass away, how do you pass on what you have to your kids and avoid probate? I got to tell you, this past week, I spent 2 hours in the probate court in Alameda County. It took 2.5 years. Write that down. It took 2.5 years in Alameda County to get this case through. 2.5 years. And I finally got the order this week. So if you want to see something, go to the probate court in your city, sit there and watch, and it will blow your mind. In fact, we saw another situation coming as we were sitting there where a brother had somehow finagled the house and got the money, and the sister was there, and they weren't talking to each other. I mean, they had lawyers there, and there was like 8 of them, and they were fighting, and it was obviously a big estate. But this stuff happens all the time because we have a lot of valuable real estate in the Bay Area. So make sure your plan deals with what happens when you get sick and what happens when you die. Okay? And both spouses need to understand what it says and what it's doing. And that's why you need a lawyer. And that's why you need a financial person. And that's why you need a tax person, all working together. And that's what I've created. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari. Network manager, Kevin Renfer. And of course, all my fabulous producers back there in the studio, Matt, Dora, Allison, and Phil. because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. I'm the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
Bring us a dream. Make her the cutest I've ever seen. Give her two lips like roses and clover. Magic beam, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
A Kojo Media Experience.